From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Jorge Novillo.
And welcome to Defrag Tools, the show that takes you inside Microsoft and inside Windows. Back here this week with Jorge, a little more on MXA, Media Experience Analyzer. We've done a bunch of episodes on this already, but we actually, I just as it happens, had somebody asking me about the topic we're going to cover today, which
Great.
Is audio offloading.
That's right.
Right. So we talked about video offloading a few weeks ago, where you're playing full screen video and we kind of have the ability to move a lot of that work off the CPU onto the graphics card. And now we have in the recent, like, I guess since what, Windows 8.1, we have the ability to do more of that with audio as well, right?
That's right. So in 8.1, if the application is based on Media Engine, the platform or the pipeline will offload audio.
Okay.
In the November 2015 release of Windows 10, we added the option for offloading the APOs, so the audio processing objects.
Okay.
So the Dolbys and the Max Audio, DTS, all those different processing audio processing applications that basically increase the fidelity of the audio.
Okay.
Or enhance the fidelity. So those can now also be offloaded to the hardware. But there's work to do. So they have to update the INF of the driver to essentially select the offload pin.
Okay.
And so what happens is when you're offloading audio to hardware, you reduce the amount of CPU in the audio DG process. And it goes from anywhere I've seen as high as like 10, 15% of the CPU being used to just process audio. Mainly when there's an APO installed.
Okay.
So you basically offload essentially 100% of that software work to the hardware. And so the savings we get, we've seen on recent silicon platforms, we've seen anywhere between 5% and 14%.
It's pretty effective. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of power savings.
Right, and that's for screen on, like full screen video playback.
Oh, okay.
And for screen off, if you have a modern standby device and you're listening to streaming music, low power audio, it's upwards of 40% savings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's significant.
Yes, because the screen's off, right? So then any CPU is really significant, has a significant impact on battery life.
Right, okay. So OEMs, IHVs can definitely benefit from implementing this in their devices.
Absolutely.
Cool. So how would we find out if our machine is taking advantages of this,
great
of
this question.
Cool technology?
I'm glad you asked. We have an answer. So similar to the video optimization for power video that we did a few weeks back, we take a trace using WPR during the workload. So this could be full screen video playback, local or streaming. And we use MXA to load the trace in so we can visualize the events and what's going on in the CPU.
Okay.
And then we're going to look to verify that the trace contains audio render events, right? If you've received a trace from someone else, you want to first make sure that, hey, media was actually playing in this trace.
They actually just didn't send you a random trace.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you actually have to have been playing audio to be able to tell.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So people can go back and look at, we'll put a link to the previous episode where we talked about how to actually capture a trace with Windows Performance Recorder.
Right.
But there's nothing special you need to do in terms of profiles that you got to enable. It's just like the basic, like, level one triage or whatever they call it.
Yeah, any profile should do just to, you know, verify whether audio is being offloaded or not. If they wanted to get a little bit more detailed and figure out what was happening in the CPU, like look at call stacks, things like that, then they might have to add some additional more verbose logging.
Yeah, I think in the UI you can choose verbose for,
if
you're using WPR UI to do it.
Right. Might,
and then there's a command line switch to select that too.
So yeah, if there's resources to learn more about how the media pipeline works, how the audio drivers can be updated to support offloading audio. And so I have some links up here on Edge that show, okay, here are some of the things that you need to do to take advantage of the offload options. There's another great blog that the audio team wrote that talks about these power savings via hardware offload. And so there's a lot of more detail here. But this video is really all about, hey, I just want to see if my audio is being offloaded. So let's jump right into that.
Okay.
So I've already collected a trace during full screen video playback.
Okay.
We have two traces today that we're going to share. One is where it is not being offloaded. and one where it is. So let's start where...
Do a little A-B comparison.
That's right. So let's start with this one. So, you know, here we're looking at the scheduler data set. So folks who have seen some of the other MXA training sessions, probably familiar with what, you know, the different panels do right here is where all the data sets are located. And if we want to drag and drop the data sets over here, we can just simply create a new panel by hitting Control N. And what we're looking at right now is basically every single thread and driver running on the system.
Yeah.
Right now the y-axis is set up to priority. So at the top we have all the ISRs, DPCs, timer DPCs, and here are some of the high priority threads running.
Mm-hmm. Anything above 8 is high priority or something like that? Isn't 8 normal? I think 8 or 10.
Yeah. So the first thing we're going to do is validate that media was actually playing back, right? So let's look at the Windows, Microsoft Windows Media Foundation Performance Dataset. So we're going to drag that over to a panel. And let's filter out all the events by clicking this checkbox twice, except for let's add back the audio render event. So you can see here that the graphical representation here is basically we have these events were fired on one of four cores, right?
Okay, yeah. Right, different
but
CPU cores.
The main takeaway here is that audio is being rendered. This is the audio render event, so we've confirmed now that this trace does contain audio.
Right, so if you turn this on and you don't see anything here, or you maybe only see it events here during a portion of the trace.
Right, you would want to zoom into that portion.
Zoom in on the portion where there was actually audio playback
exactly.
happening.
Yep.
Okay.
If you want to dig a little bit deeper, if you're curious and you want to figure out what app was doing this playback work, you can look at the DMA operations, assuming this is a video app. And we see here this was the Netflix app.
Very cool.
Yep. Running in the protected media path. All right, so now that we've verified that audio was playing back, let's remove all the processes and drivers from this scheduler view, except for audio DG.
Okay.
So what I did was I just clicked on this scheduler node twice to remove everything, and then I went down here, expanded the Windows System Processes node, and then clicked on audio DG.
Okay, so now all we're seeing is this is every instance where audio DG scheduled and ran on the CPU.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm just going to zoom in, and we clearly see that this process is waking up often. If we want to figure out how often it's waking up, we just hold shift, left click the mouse, and drag the mouse, and we can see it's roughly every 10 milliseconds.
Okay. Which is typically what we see in audio, you know, something wakes up on a pretty set schedule to go send some more data to the audio. Same with video, right? You have to keep rendering frames.
Yep.
So that's
this is the default cadence for the software stack.
So 10 milliseconds.
So let's drag the call stacks data set down here, and let's take a closer look as to what's going on
during
this. Yeah. So I'm going to look at the top here in the property dialog box. I'm going to hit shift so we can freeze the contents of this pane. It looks like this particular thread was running on core 0.
Okay.
So let's look at sample profile events down here on core 0.
Well, there's a little bit of audio.
Yeah, it looks like we didn't get a hit here because these are such short-lived threads.
Right, the sample profiles only fire every so often, right?
Yes.
So you may have to look at a few to really see.
So let's do this. Let's switch to thread work duration. And what this is showing us is how long was the thread running for. And we can see
there's some that took longer.
So let's look at these over here.
Okay.
Let's highlight this one. Switch back to drivers, processes, and threads. All right. So this one was running on core 3. And there you go. We have a hit. So let me copy this and put it into Notepad.
So this was the call stack during that audio DG processing thread.
Exactly. So this is basically an APO running. The audio pump is processing this APO work right here. If we had symbols resolved for this APO, we could see exactly what it was doing.
Okay.
But essentially, this just confirms that audio is not being offloaded. The APO is running in the software stack.
So this DD, I'm guessing, is probably like Dolby Digital.
Exactly.
I don't know what DDPD, Dolby Digital Processing Doohickey, I guess. I don't know. We could We're guessing at this, but yeah, you know, you could go look at the properties of that DLL on your system and see who the publisher of that is and
exactly.
See what it is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Or use your friend Bing.
Yes, yes.
All right, so now let's switch to a trace where audio is being offloaded. So I'm gonna hit Control N to create a new panel. We'll do the same thing we did last time and just validate that there was audio being rendered throughout the trace. So I'm going to filter or remove all events except for the audio render. And as we can see here, audio is being rendered throughout the entire trace.
Mm-hmm.
Curious to verify here if it was the same app. Yep, Netflix app
Netflix
was still.
Netflix again.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so now let's go up to the scheduler data set, remove everything except for AudioDG, and you can't see much.
Wow, nothing.
Yeah. You see
there's
one
like
here,
one little,
yeah, about
like,
20 seconds, and one over here.
Yeah.
And it's expected that for this to wake up to manage some of those, you know, hardware and driver calls, but in general, you won't see it. You know, anything, it should be basically 500 millisecond gap at a minimum.
Okay.
As far as the AudioDG process waking up. And so this is why we save anywhere between 5 and 14% of battery life.
Okay.
Is you're saving this much, you know, on CPU cost.
So the audio is just going straight out and all that work's being done right on the hardware.
Exactly.
On the audio chip.
Yep.
Very cool. But it's kind of striking to see the difference this way when you sort of, you know, look at it like this and you can go, well, I can see why we'd use a lot more CPU.
Yep.
Right? We're doing all that work and now we're not and we're getting the same results.
Exactly.
So
yeah, and again, if there's an OEM or IHV who's interested in trying to enable the offload pin, audio offload for APOs, definitely encourage you to check out both this blog here as well as this MSDN content that talks more about what you need to do in the INF to take advantage of that offload pin.
Very cool. So hopefully we get a lot of our hardware and OEM partners doing this as much as possible. We get some power savings out there to people.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Right on. Well, that's our show for this week. If you have questions or comments, as always, put them in the show notes down there or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Thank you.